T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time, and if you're a listener of Talk Radio 1210 over the years or somewhere at Talk Radio, you have to know the name James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, projectveritas.com. I remember when he burst onto the scene. He's got something very big here in the governor's race in New Jersey, dropped another video today that I think in some ways was more important even than the first two. James O'Keefe joins us again in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, James, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, James, what I've always admired is the doggedness and somehow or another the stories that you have broken. And just wanted to set that in mind of listeners before we talk with New Jersey. And I was telling them the first time I spotted you and had you on with that chinchilla wrap or whatever it is of your grandma, I'm pretending to be a pimp, I said, my God, how in the world can you combine these two elements with acorn?
Well, I mean, the pimp protocol doesn't require wearing a chinchilla fur, but it was really the statements from the Acorn employees. And Veritas goes where people won't. We expose the sacred cows. We catch people on video. I call it lips-moving journalism because it's undeniable. It's incontrovertible, and it's their words, not mine. So this video inside the Murphy campaign shows a senior advisor saying that they have to deceive the voters until after Election Day, and then they'll do all the things they can't tell the voters they're now going to do, which is the vaccine mandates.
Yes, but the one you dropped today, too, seemed as if the woman involved, the one activist or a person in the Murphy camp, has knowledge that this is already afoot, the $40 million to people here illegally, as some kind of COVID renewal fund.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is the video we just dropped a few hours ago, and this is the senior advisor Wendy Martinez says Murphy will designate millions of dollars towards illegal immigrants, but he can't say that he's going to do that right now because that would be, quote, political suicide. Martinez says, quote, we need to get Murphy elected first, unquote. So that's really an admission from the advisor, and they're speaking in Spanish. Our undercover reporters speaking in Spanish, and Wendy sort of speaking in English and broken English and Spanish. So this is the admission here. And like you said, I think this video is probably more damning than the first. We also have Matthew Perchio. He's a manager of New Jersey Forward, which is basically the Democratic Party of New Jersey, saying, quote, there's definitely going to be more aid for illegal immigrants coming since this will be Murphy's second term. And again, these are two people affiliated with Murphy saying the same thing. So we're really interested to see how Murphy's going to respond to this.
Well, and you guys, you have one guy who's very, very interesting on screen that's been dogging Murphy, and he's kept his distance. But he's asked him, will you like to deny, sir, governor, that you're going to do these things? And Murphy has no comment, and I haven't seen any comment from his people other than to threaten you with lawsuits. Tell us what's happening with the lawsuit front.
I mean, that's right. We got a letter from the New Jersey Democrats on Monday night. And the letter was a 3-page threatening letter. And in that letter, there was language that said they want to that I criminally harassed people. That was a statement made by the campaign. And they also threatened me with legal action. I don't know what they're talking about. Just literally questioning people in a parking lot is not criminal harassment. But they've sort of had to walk that back a little bit because after the video came out of me talking to Wendy Martinez, it was so clearly me in front of a microphone. There was nothing there was nothing criminal about it. But I think these days, we live in kind of a George Orwellian sort of dystopia where journalism is considered a crime. Releasing information that, from anybody that doesn't want sanctioned information is considered a crime. And he also called me far right, and he said it was a, quote, conspiracy theory, what we are showing. And again, my response to the governor is, these are not my theories. These are statements from his own employees that are paid. So it's a false characterization. But clearly, they're so scared that the only thing they can do is sort of send me threatening legal letters. And to that I say, please continue writing these letters because we have more videos coming out.
Ah, very good. When do you think you might drop them, James?
Well, we just dropped, one an hour ago. So we're just dropping videos left and right here in New Jersey. And we'll keep trying to hold the governor accountable. Phil Murphy just issued another statement an hour ago saying the video does not depict any member of the administration involved in public health policy, but this Wendy Martinez has actually, she sat on a subcommittee about the COVID issues. So they're just sort of trying to throw stuff at the wall to see if they can hurt me and not address what's actually being said. It's not working. It's just not working. News 12 New Jersey's Star Ledger's covered it. New York Post has covered it.
Yeah, James, you're widespread. Why Jersey, though? Why did you focus in on Jersey at this moment? Is it you operate on the tip or just a gut instinct that you have that you would find these things?
I would say both. I mean, whenever you have a Virginia or New Jersey election, you have this phenomenon in elections where Democrats who run in red states or purple states, New Jersey is mostly blue, but I would say it's mixed and perhaps closer than people think. There's this phenomenon where if you're a Democratic running for governor or United States senator, you kind of have to deceive voters a little bit about what your real intentions are in this day and age. So for us, it's always just sort of getting them to be candid with us and just say this, which is we've done many stories like this in the past, most notably the Andrew Gillum, who's running for governor against Ron DeSantis. We've done the Mitch McConnell Senate race in Kentucky, where they say we're going to destroy the coal industry, but we're not going to say that to voters before we do so. So it's really just a reality of American life that Democrats running in Virginia or New Jersey right now, they kind of have to do a bait and switch. So for Veritas, we have to sort of catch them on tape admitting it.
Well, we're talking with James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, projectveritas.com. With all that background, too, Politico raises this, and I don't want to get into the contention of it, but to ask you, you are one of a kind built for this. The election of 2020, any thoughts you brought away from that and what you guys were able to expose?
Well, yeah, we exposed voter fraud in Minnesota, a man on tape actually harvesting ballots illegally. And that man was on tape. It was a felony to have all those ballots in his possession. We exposed voter fraud in Texas, where a woman was arrested. Raquel Rodriguez was arrested for ballot harvesting. The New York Times wrote an article saying that I'm sure that if you Google my name, this is one of the first things you'll see. They said that I was a disinformation specialist, part of a misinformation campaign for putting out those videos. So we sued the New York Times for defamation, and we've gotten past motion to dismiss and a lawsuit against the New York Times. So to be a truth teller these days, you're going to be attacked, slimed, defamed, targeted. Look at what's happening to me right now in New Jersey this week. They're saying I criminally harassed women for having a microphone in hand in a public parking lot. I mean, this is the world we live in, and the reason why people can't talk about issues that are important. So I think to answer your question about the 2020 election, we did journalism that prompted people to be arrested for voter fraud. And you don't hear that on CNN. You don't see that in the newspapers. So we have to be the media. We have to do the work that they're not willing to do. And then when they come after us in court, we have to defend ourselves vigorously, which is what we're doing. Project Veritas has never lost a case, a lawsuit. We've won every single lawsuit because it goes to trial and the jury and the federal judges see it for what it is. So we're
absolutely
going to keep fighting, and we're not going to stop.
James, I don't know how long this has been going. I couldn't go back in my notes and see the first time we spoke, and it was the Acorn thing. Is there one that you think crystallizes for you, your favorite, where it really had impact with Project Veritas out of hundreds of these things over the years that you've exposed. Which one?
My favorite probably was the one in 2016. We got Bob Cramer, who is working for the Democratic National Committee, on tape, and he was, and his associate Scott Fogel was saying, we don't, I'm going to quote them here, we don't, quote, we don't care what the legal and ethics people say, we just want to win this mother effer, unquote. And he talks about voter fraud, they talk about bird dogging, inciting violence at Trump rallies. This is all caught on tape. Bob Cramer is a very serious political player in Washington, D.C., very close friends with Barack Obama. He was caught on tape talking about the plan was Hillary Clinton's idea. And again, this is video recordings that led to Bob Cramer's termination from the Democratic National Committee, or resignation, however you want to put it. And then Bob Cramer went ahead and sued me. Sued me for, get this, quote, breach of fiduciary duty. He's claiming that I have a financial duty to him. These are absurdities. And this is going to a federal jury trial next month. I will be in federal court defending my good name. So this is the world. We are living in a 1984 George Orwell Brave New World, where you say 2 + 2 = 4, and they call you a liar and they call you a criminal. So this is why people don't do what I do. But that's my favorite investigation, because I thought it was the most consequential. I thought it was a huge story, and they're trying to make this impossible to do on the internet. We're fighting back.
Absolutely, and people can go there and see all this. ProjectVeritas.com. James O'Keefe, as always, stay well, and thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, there's James O'Keefe. Dan, as I said, my favorite is the acorn thing. You had to be with me then when you saw this guy. If you go back and you look at the tapes with the chinchilla on and speaking to Acorn, pretending to be a pimp with his girl there, and Acorn, oh, we can get you this benefit. We can do it. And Acorn was huge at that point, particularly in Pennsylvania. All right, call's coming up at 855-839-1210. You heard what the allegation is, the one he dropped today at noon, is this same woman again who is talking, and the guy, talking about $40 million, roughly, to go to people that are here illegally, I think they say undocumented, as part of relief packages, but Murphy is going to do it after the election, okay? It's par for the course. But having people acknowledge that, and Murphy has not said that O'Keefe and what he's exposed here through these Latino activists working on his campaign is wrong, that he's going to go for a vaccine mandate. All he has to do before the election is say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.